Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Hello, all. Welcome to the new show. I'm Kyle Swagger. It is Wednesday, hump day. Woohoo! October 22nd, 2014. All the best technology news within the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Starting off with a bit of disturbing news today, if you're living in the UK, half of the pupils in the UK state schools have slow broadband or unreliable Wi-Fi, according to a new report. According to the British Educational Suppliers Association, it says 65% of preliminary schools and 54% of secondary schools complained about lack of Wi-Fi connectivity. And nearly half of the primary schools and a third of the secondary schools reported inadequate broadband. Carol Wright, the director of the British Educational Suppliers Association, said in today's digital society, classroom connectivity to an online world of knowledge and resources should be the right for every student in their place of learning and not a lottery. Couldn't agree more. Google today has announced and launched Security Key. And what is Security Key? Well, it's a second, even more secure method for those who really want their accounts to stay safe. With Security Key support, users can get a physical USB key through third-party providers that will work with Google accounts and Chrome. With Security Key, users don't have to type in a code. They just plug the key right into their computer USB port and press the built-in button when prompted. And that's it. Now, Google always recommends two-step verification, of course. But there's always that very remote possibility that a hacker could phish your code after routing you to a fake site. So, this is a way of protecting you from that. Now, very few people will probably want to buy a security key for their personal accounts. Obviously, this is aimed at more at the business type. But for the time being, this looks like a pretty good, secure method. Until the hackers go, okay, let me figure this one out. Staying on the subject of Google, Google Play Music has got a new, fresh, nice look, and it's integrated now with Songza suggestions for superpowers. Google Play's music got a lot smarter today. Suggestions it offers by taking into account the time of day, the day of the week, the device you're using, and all of that has to do with being inherited from Songza. Remember that? That was the music service Google acquired last summer. Now, with the new tool being embedded in Google's Play subscription service, you're able to see the upcoming tracks and reorder them, or remove songs, which wasn't possible before on Songza. And with Lollipop 5.0 on its way, we're also going to be seeing a new overhaul to fit that new lolly licky poppy design. According to Google, the new service and design is all about getting you from login to music in as few clicks as possible. Meaning after that, the only clicking you'll be doing is going, okay, that song sucks. That song sucks. That song sucks. Nokia is dead. And who's the culprit? Lumia from Microsoft. That's right, Microsoft Lumia will replace the Nokia brand. The name change follows a slow transition from Nokia.com over to the Microsoft new mobile website, and Nokia France will be one of the first countries that adopt the Microsoft Lumia for its Facebook, Twitter, and other social media accounts. Now, just because Microsoft is killing Nokia doesn't mean exactly that the brand is completely going away. Nokia will still exist as a separate company without its phone business, and it's going to focus on mapping and network infrastructure. Talk about being demoted. Tim Cook has sent out an email today to all the Apple employees congratulating them on the iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus last month, and of course with the company's record revenue of $42.1 billion and a profit at $8.5 billion. Tim Cook said in his letter, "Team, today we report Apple's highest September quarter revenue ever and our strongest revenue growth rate in 7 years. These are very strong results and were made possible by your hard work and dedication." I know, terrible Tim Cook impression. He went on to say, "Congratulations on the strong results we've achieved together. We can all be proud of the quarter we just reported and the work that keeps Apple the most innovative company in the world. Signed, Tim." Just like New York City, the internet never sleeps. But according to a new report, in the developing world, the internet does in fact sleep at night. A team of researchers from the University of Southern California pinged about 4 billion IP addresses every 11 minutes over the course of 2 months and have created a map of internet connections as they turn on and off at different times of the day. According to the report, people with high-speed connections in the US and Europe tend to just leave their home routers up and running all day, while many in Asia and Eastern Europe and South America don't. They just turn it off. The USC research professor and the study's author, John Hinderman, says this data helps us establish a baseline for the internet to understand how it functions so we have a better idea how resilient it is as a whole. Now, if you want to see the thing for yourself, just head on over to Vimeo and search for When the Internet Sleeps. The video is up there. It's quite interesting to actually see, and it also shows you parts of the world that doesn't even have any internet whatsoever. So if you're looking to live off the grid, you got to check this out. And finally, make your Marty McFly dreams come true. I'm talking about a hoverboard. I'm talking about a real hoverboard. A California startup has created a real-life hoverboard. And just like the movie Back to the Future, it promised you you will be able to get your hands on one, or feet, shall we say, on a working hoverboard on October 21st, 2015. What do you know? We're early. Cool. However, though, got some bad news for you. Thing's gonna cost about $10,000. Oh, my dreams just shattered. And what makes it even worse, battery life only lasts about 7 minutes. Okay, I know you're saying, how does it work? No, it's not exactly like Back to the Future. The board generates a magnetic field, so you have to be on some type of metal to hover over it. The Hendo, which is actually what the board is called, can support up to 300 pounds with support planned for the future of 500 pounds. Trust me, if you weigh 500 pounds, you don't need to be hovering. You need to be walking, man. All set aside, it's still cool, and I want one. Just to sit there and have it and look at people and say, what are you looking at, butthead? If you got a story and no one else will listen, you can send it on over to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Follow us on the website, too, at britishtechnetwork.com. Find us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. Now, we're going to do our best to be back tomorrow to get you caught up on the best tech news from the past 24 hours. But until then, I hope you have a great Wednesday, and thank you for listening.